Sairam, dear listeners, a very, very good and warm morning to all of you. Welcome to the abode of peace, Prashanti Nilayam. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now with the beautiful bhajans and the Sai Gayatri, and as each heart pining to have a darshan of that sweet Lord, we shall all enter into one more beautiful Thursday, remembering, recollecting and reminiscing all those beautiful moments with the sweet Lord. It's Team Radio Sai from the Sri Satya Sai Media Center taking you across to this beautiful Thursday live session. As devotees from all over the world are eagerly waiting to have a beautiful darshan of this beautiful abode of peace, Prashanti Nilayam, we shall all convert our hearts into that beautiful land of peace, Prashanti Nilayam. As Shankaracharya so beautifully put it, Guru Charanam Bhuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha Samsaradya Chiradbhava Muktaha Sendhya Manasa Niyama Devam Drakshyasi Nijahridiyastam Devam. Be dependent only on that lotus feet of your Guru and get salvation from this world. Through disciplined senses and mind, you can see the indwelling Lord of your heart. When we just think of the sweet Lord, as we imagine our dearest Swami walking along those beautiful sands of Prashanti Nilayam, as our hearts pine to have one glimpse of Him, as our minds recollect every small moment of His, the wave of His hand, His beautiful smile, His daring look and His compassionate being. As He walks past us, the thrill in our spine gets to our hearts and the heart blossoms with the love reflected by that supreme avatar, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. As we recollect those beautiful moments with the Lord, reminisce all those teachings that He had given us to practice in our day-to-day life. As we bring to you this beautiful Thursday live session, let us all close our eyes, imagine the Lord beautifully seated in the thrones of our hearts and conducting the orchestra of our life. As He blows the conch of our day to day, let us all remember what He has told. Let us all recollect the beautiful teaching of His. Start the day with love. Spend the day with love. Fill the day with love. And end the day with love. Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of peace. As you even think of the name Prashanti Nilayam, and as you imagine the Lord in your heart, beautiful memories come across your memory lane. Just let me share one beautiful memory of how and what Prashanti Nilayam can do to you. There was this one very elderly lecturer in the district of Khammam, who was suffering from this ailment of lack of sleep, having run to each and every doctor to get a solution for his problem of sleep, all his attempts had failed. He had no other refuge to take to. And from nowhere, the Lord, not even knowing of Satya Sai Baba, this person came to know of Bhagwan, that he was the one who could cure such illnesses. And then, receiving a message from one of his close friends, he tries to take refuge in the Lord's feet, not knowing the power of the Lord. He catches a bus along with his wife, starts the journey to Prashanthi Nilayam. Years of lack of sleep, being troubled, being disturbed and being depressed by the lack of sleep. His mind was running hither and thither. But the Lord has beautiful plans for him. As he stepped into the bus, his problem increased, aggravated. And then he was thinking, what can this Sai Baba do to me? How can he change this problem? How can he solve this issue of mine? And then the journey began and he entered the abode of peace, Prashanthi Nilayam, along with his wife. The moment he stepped on this sacred land of Prashanthi Nilayam, Puttaparthi, as he entered the abode of peace, Prashanthi Nilayam, something very strange, something very unbelievable happened to him. He started feeling sleepy. He went to the accommodation office, took an accommodation in the sheds, went and just tried to have a nap before he went for the darshan of Bhagwan. Lo and behold, it was not just a nap. He just slept, slept and slept. He slept for continuously 2 days. The problem of his lack of sleep wasn't there from that moment onwards. The moment his feet touched this sacred land of Prashanthi Nilayam, the land on which, every inch of this land of which is permeated by the love of our most dearest Bhagwan. What great blessing did that devotee have of getting his problem solved by just the touch of his feet on this sacred land? Such is the love of Swami. Every inch of this Prashanthi Nilayam permeated by his love. Transport ourselves. Just close our eyes. Imagine him walking in our hearts and making every heart a Prashanthi Nilayam. His beautiful smile, the beautiful words that he had spoken to all of us, as we recollect those beautiful moments and tune our minds, our hearts and our bodies to get started with the beautiful Thursday life. I am reminded of one more beautiful incident of this beautiful Lord, the sweet Lord, how he teaches us. On one of the occasions when a group of Balvika's gurus were called for an interview, all of us have only complaints to give to the Lord. Swami beautifully puts it, have you ever thanked me once for all the positive things, for all the good things, for all the countless blessings that Swami had given to us? No, but still we complain. But the Lord takes it with a beautiful smile and gives us back this unforgettable lesson. As the Balvika's teachers started asking questions to Swami, their doubts, their clarifications from Swami, Here was one eager Palavika's guru who posed one question to Swami. Swami, when we go to the villages and slum areas, it is so difficult to convince the children. It is so difficult to make them understand what we are teaching. They do not practice. They do not listen to us immediately. What do we do? What is the solution? And then, out of their utter amazement, Swami got up from his throne. Swami went directly to the switchboard. And then he looked at the fan and just switched off the fan. There was silence all around. Swami waited the fan to stop and then looked at all the Palavika's gurus and told them, "See, when you switch off the fan, it takes a little while for you to see the fan stopping. In the same way, you have put your effort to tell this Palavika's kid the lesson which you want to teach him. Wait. Wait patiently until the process begins, until the transformation takes place." What a loving Lord. What a beautiful way to teach a lesson. What an amazing guru we have got in our lives. Thinking of this beautiful Lord, let us tune our minds, our bodies and our hearts to get through the beautiful Thursday life that we have in line for you. And coming up is this beautiful song, remembering the avatar of the age, Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to this beautiful episode of Thursday Live. And as Brother Prem will take over with a triune pilgrimage, giving you the Bhagavad Gita and the essence of it, as per Bhagawan's guidelines, we shall all listen to this beautiful song and recollect those beautiful memories that Swami had blessed us all with. All the positive things, all the blessings, countless blessings that Swami had given us. Sai Ram, happy listening to this beautiful Thursday.
Shakti ni koni yadu koni.